Welcome to Shomar Shavuot and Daf. Shir sponsored Linishmas Haran Be'Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Beit Zoh Daf Lamed Vov. The Mishnah on the base tells us that there are things that are also to be done on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Mishum Shvus means it's a Shvus of Derabbanan. Some are in the other extreme Mishum Mitzvah, meaning even though there is a Mitzvah, still Rabbanan said not to do it. And then there's a middle ground, which is Mishum Rishus. And Rashi explains, what is the Rishus? The Rishus is, it's not completely mitzvah, but it has Ktzat mitzvah. It's a little bit of a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah gedayla. It's Karayiv Hul Yerz Dov Rishus. Almost a Rishus, but it's still Asur Midirabara. And the Gemara, to conclude the Daf, goes on to explain why the items mentioned in the Mishnah are not a complete mitzvah, and only a little bit of a mitzvah. So I saw a beautiful ha'ara that's brought down one of a current sefer referring this mishnah to the site that Rav Huttner says in the Igros Uksavim Ois Ein Hei. And there Rav Huttner is speaking to young children that are going there on vacation. And Rav Huttner tells them the following idea in Yiddishkeit. So you should know that in Yiddishkeit there's only two sides. Something could be either good or bad. Something could be either it's a mitzvah or it's an aveira. There's no middle ground. And Rav Huttner brings a saying that nature abhors a vacuum. There's no such thing in the world that you have a vacuum. You have a parv. Something which is nishtayin, nishtayir. It's not this and not that. It needs to be something. And the oimik, the depth of what the Rav Huttner is saying, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world as a place where people will have the free will to choose either to be Oyved Hashem or Chas Hashem, the opposite. Either to go forward with Avoid Hashem or to do something which is against. That's the free will of Adam, to choose to be an Oyved or not an Oyved. But there's nothing in between. Meaning, if a person is doing a mitzvah, that's obviously the highest level of Gedusha a person could do. Learning Torah even higher. If a person is going to work, if he's working for the purpose of making a parnasa, so he's able to support himself, and he's able to give tzedakah, and he's able to support his children, so then it's also a mitzvah. If a person doesn't need that, and he's going to work just to waste his time, so then it's an aveira. If he's doing that, not to chas v'shalom do an aveira, so then it's a mitzvah. Everything is included in a realm. Either it's a good thing or a bad thing. There's no middle. There's no not good, not bad. It's just something in the middle. Because in this world, in Yiddishkeit, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it's either here or there. And this is very meduyek in our Mishnah. When it says that you have something which is a rishus, rishus refers to something which is not that it's rishus, means it's not a mitzvah, not a aveira. But it means it's a little bit of a mitzvah. Because to have something which is not a mitzvah or aveira at all, that we don't have in Yiddishkeit. That's the Yisoid of Rav Huttner. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.